Is America today our forefathers' vision? Our forefathers envisioned the best system for the future of the United States of America. Their vision for the nation's future was one of freedom, a place ruled by the people and not by a monarchy, a place where people are not discriminated against for their skin color or race, a place where all citizens' voices are heard and not feel oppressed, in a country that's positioned to provide a better future for its people. In today's society, you can observe the factors that were just mentioned, although you can see a bit of a difference in how our forefathers wanted the system and how the system is being operated today. Our founding fathers believed that people should have the right to freedom. This includes having the right to practice their own religion, freedom of speech, and have rights that would protect them from others and the government. This was incorporated into today's system known as the Bill of Rights that provides the protection of individual rights. As well, they envisioned a representative democracy that would help make decisions for the citizens. This is also another factor that is seen in the system. The forefathers also believed that there should not be a government too strong that would be transformed into a monarchy. They wanted the separation of the powers. Today, we use checks and balances where the government itself limits each other's power to not create monarchy. Although most of the ideas the forefathers wanted in the system were added, there were changes in the system that created the impression that the American government that we use today is not the vision that our forefathers wanted. The founding fathers wanted all citizens to have equal rights, but this was usually not always applied to everyone. Even after the system was created, many Mexican Americans were still not able to have the same rights as others did. This led to the Civil War, which became one of the most significant wars in the U.S. because many gained their rights through this. As well as the forefathers did not believe in women's rights. When creating the United States Declaration of Independence, they added that all men are created equal. Everything was referred to men and not women. They did not have the equal rights as men who were able to work in any work field, the right to vote, etc. until the 19th Amendment in the Bill of Rights was added. Women had the opportunity to vote and from there start to obtain equal rights. It is still a problem today that women are yet treated less than men, but there have been changes in the system that allows them to have the same rights. Today, many of us wonder if the vision of our forefathers is the one we are living in today's society. There are many answers for this, since we could say that this is their vision for America, since today we have freedom, equal rights, a limited government, and no discrimination. Although these ideas are right, there are also other answers where America today is not their vision, since the system now allows the women to have more rights, equal rights for everyone, no matter your ethnicity, etc. While many of their ideas were implemented into the system to create the best government for the future of the United States, these ideas have evolved since with the advancements our society has had since then.